Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's say hello to Dale Murphy, guys. We get a chance to talk to the legendary Dale Murphy each week. Braves, wins, or thirsty work. And that's why I'm going to Racetrack. They have a $1 any size fountain beverage that pairs great with whatever, like a hot dog or a slice of pizza. Cold drinks, $1 Racetrack, whatever gets you going. Murph, how you doing today, man?
Well, after last night and so far today, not so good.
Yeah, you know, Mike and I were saying this. Some of these games, you know, 162 is a lot. But sometimes, and you've had a ton of these in your career, you tip your cap and you go, well, they won our day. That's kind of what you say last night, right, when they put up 13 runs?
Yeah, well, Milwaukee, you know, if you can hold them, you know, under five, I mean, they got some guys having some great years. Yelich is incredible. It's a great place to hit. You know, I expect every game in some ways to be 12-10, you know. But last night we just couldn't get the offense going, and it looks like we're having so far a little bit of a tough time today. But we're making a little noise here. I'm watching it. Markakis is up with a couple guys on, so we might get back in this ball game. And, you know, the thing about the Braves as far as today is concerned, 7th, 8th, and 9th inning, you know, our offense is the best around. So, you know, hopefully today will work out. But, yeah, 162, this is where a manager like Brian Snitker just even keel. You're going to get blown out once in a while, not very often. And you're going to get shut out once in a while. And that doesn't happen very often to this ball club either. So, got to take your lumps sometimes. And, you know, Milwaukee obviously is in the race. So, good ball club.
It is our man, Dale Murphy, with us here on the WadeFort.com hotline. Braves, unfortunately, if they don't get it together, be the first series they've lost seemingly in months. But they've been outscored 18-1 by Milwaukee yesterday and today. Dale, we were talking earlier off the air about Austin Riley, obviously on a tremendous tear. You had a couple of seasons as a call-up, and then you just blossomed and you were kicking butt. How does Austin Riley adjust? Because he's down to 250, a lot of strikeouts. How does he get things cooking?
Well, you know, a guy like him, obviously you don't like to see the ratio of strikeouts. That's a little concerning. But again, it's kind of been his pattern. No reason. Snit has made a few changes to the lineup, you know, moved him down a little bit, taking a little pressure off of him. And, you know, he's still young enough where these things are going to happen. But this is the difference, you know, between AAA and the major leagues. As I was watching the game today, Yelich is a perfect example, and Paul Byrd pointed this out in his at-bats. Keuchel made, you know, 8 great pitches his first 2 at-bats and struck him out. Next at-bat makes 1 pitch that's 5 inches a little higher in the strike zone, and Yelich hits it 450 feet. It's just the difference between AAA and the major leagues. In other words, guys are usually going to throw it where they want to. And if Austin is having some trouble away, you know, that's where he's going to get it. You know, he goes the other way well. That's what I think he needs to think about. Just keep going the other way. Hit the ball right field. That'll help you lay off that slider and some of those pitches away from you.
It is Dale Murphy, guys. We're going to tell you where he's going to be this Monday, where you can get a chance to meet Murph in Smyrna off of Spring Road coming up here in just a little bit. Also on the way, we've got Yeah Man, No Man and our Falcon Report at 5 o'clock, so stay tuned. Murph, one guy, you know, I go back to the San Diego series, and I never feel like he's in a slump because it just seems like he comes up with big hits, and he always seems to be getting on base, and that's Freddie Freeman. He was 0-for-11. And then, you know, Sunday, that last game in San Diego, he hits the 3-run homer that you know, ultimately helped us win the game. But Freddie's just been so consistent. And I guess my question to you is, you know this, baseball's a failure game. How has he stayed so consistent?
Well, I think with a little experience, Freddie rides out those 0 for 11s, and it's no big deal. That's what happens. When you're a young kid like Austin, it, you know, 0 for 12 becomes a big deal because everybody says, hey, what's wrong with him? But Freddie now, he knows he's fine. He's going to have 0 for 11. Freddie's even going to strike out once in a while. But, you know, had a big three-run home run there, had a big three-run home run here in Milwaukee. So it's a mindset where there's no panic, never any panic with Freddie. He knows what's going to happen at the end of the year and where his numbers are going to be. He just has to get there. And just as a side note, Acuna just struck out with the bases loaded. So we still got the bases loaded up with Dansby up. So we'll see what happens. But I think that's the main thing. It's a mindset of a veteran.
It is our man Dale Murphy here, guys. And, again, he's got an appearance, by the way, racetrack at Smyrna, right, coming up?
Right.
He'll be doing his thing,
next
by the way, guys.
Next Monday.
It'll be,
next Monday, 12 to 2.
That's right, at the racetrack tour. It's off Spring Road in Swinging Smyrna, so come by and say hi to Murph. All right, Dale, we had this debate earlier. Let's throw it to you. You got roster moves. You can only bring a guy or keep a guy down like Ender before you kind of have to, you know, make a decision. Would you rather keep Ender's glove despite the fact he struggled at the plate, or do you say, I've got to package Ender in a trade? What do you do with Ender and Ciarte?
Yeah, that's going to be a last-minute deal. You know, if I'm anybody talking to the Braves, you know, Ender's in my conversation because of his track record. The bottom line is I don't want to see Ender go, but I think at the deadline he may end up there. But I'm good too. We just got to see what and Brian Snitker said it best the other day. You know, things happen, things will work out. Let's see what happens. But I don't have any problem at all keeping Ender and Ciarte. I think what he's done and what he's shown in the outfield, because we still got 2.5 months to go. Depth is good in the outfield and on your team, and defense is what's going to, you know, be the key. And there's no one better than defense and Ender. And if he's going to play, our offense is fine. I love the guy, but I will say that if I'm another club, you know, and you're talking prospects to me, I'm going to ask for Ender, you know, to add to that package, because I'm going to need some help right now. If I'm trading, you know, a big pitcher to you, and you throw me a couple of prospects, I want Ender too.
Max Fried goes on the IL, 10-day IL with these blisters. Did you ever deal with that? Was there an ailment that you had to, you know, fight through in your career? Because this has kind of been something he's had to deal with in the minor leagues, and now we've seen it in the majors, where, you know, they've had to be very careful with these blisters that happened with him.
You know, it's just a really a weird thing for pitchers that have that history, because I don't know. I mean, you could grip the ball differently. I'm not so sure. I'm not sure exactly what's causing it. It's usually, you know, that seam running on a finger. But it's, you can't really throw your pitches, especially your curveball, which, you know, he has one of the best in the league, without grabbing a seam. And so I'm not sure the details of the blister, but I'm really concerned about it, because it comes with throwing. How do you heal it? You don't throw. You know, it's a tricky thing, and some pitchers are really having a trouble with it. Me, you know, I had some knee problems, but this is one of the things at baseball that I bet you football players just kind of chuckle. You know, they got a blister on his finger. You know, what's the deal? But it's a critical thing. You know, as an example, I remember Phil Negro. Nuxie was always, you know, he was manicuring his fingernails
right,
in the dugout not between innings when he was pitching, but on his off days, because if his fingernail, you know, he gripped that ball on the knuckleball with his fingertips and his nails, and if they were a little off, you know, that messed up his knuckleball. So, you know, I'm sure we're getting some good chuckle about some of the guys, you know, from the NFL.
All right, Dale, by the time we talk to you next week, maybe there'll be some more action on the trade market again. We talked to Alex Anthopoulos when we asked him, you know, when will the deals go down, and he said, as expected, last minute. So just a matter now if we can maybe get another starter, beef up the bullpen. We got about 30 seconds left, Murph. Are you happy what you're seeing from Luke Jackson to the point where you're willing to ride it out with Luke Jackson as your closer?
As I said before, I love Luke Jackson. It's just unusual for a World Series team to go with a young back end of the bullpen. But, I trust his front office. They've been right on with their predictions of who's going to make it up here, and if they don't feel like they can pull the trigger. But, it's going to take some guts to pull the trigger on, we know who the other teams are going to be asking for. So it's going to be fascinating. But I like what, I like what I see out of Luke. I love his fastball. He's throwing 97 at the top of the zone the other night. Got a great slider. Had a little bad luck. But, I'm okay if that's the way we're going. I think I like it. Obviously, I'm like everybody else, like to see some moves. But I'll tell you what, the other thing is these next 10 games or so, they got the Nationals like for 7, I think, and the Phillies and KC for a couple. So, it's going to be really interesting next 2 weeks with the trade deadline and the way our schedules end up.
Murph's going to be signing autographs, guys, so stop by during your lunch break to meet Dale Murphy, Atlanta baseball legend, to have a chance to win some great prizes. Again, Smyrna off Spring Road at from noon to 2 p.m. That's noon to 2 p.m. at the Racetrack Store in Smyrna off of Spring Road. And I got to tell you guys, when I first met Murph, and I've told him this story, it was during his playing days, and I got his autograph way back when. He's always been gracious to fans, and if you get a chance, man, go out there and say what's up. Murph, thanks so much for the time today. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.